Have you ever longed for an apology you never received? Welcome to Apology Avenue. In this series, we read letters that we've written to ourselves, but from the perspective of those who hurt us. This practice can offer closure, expression, and reflection. Let's see what today's letter is all about. In today's episode, I'll be reading a letter from a mother apologizing to her son.
Welcome to the Streets of Our Lives, where we explore the journeys of our past, present, and future. Not the literal streets, but the paths we walked to find healing, acceptance, and inner freedom. Join us as we walk together on this journey of hope and inspiration.
Dear son, before my memory is gone forever, I need to write you this letter. I need you to know how sorry I am before I get to a point where I won't remember all of the horrible things that I need to apologize for. They say dementia is a terrible disease, that it's hardest on the family members for many reasons. I know I've always been prideful and stubborn, so I'll probably be even worse as this progresses. Thinking I could cause you more pain is something I can't live with. My son, I don't even know where to start. My heart is overwhelmed with sorrow for all the pain you and your younger brothers endured. Humans are supposed to be more advanced than other animals. But you know what? There's an area where animals often surpass us. In motherhood. I've had to come to terms with the fact that I was a worse mother than a wild animal and her offspring. I did not cherish my sweet boys. Instead, I abandoned you all. Physically and emotionally. It started with you when I sent you off to boarding school for 2 years when you were still in primary school. You missed me and your brother so much and wished to come home, but I was too lazy and unconcerned about you to care. I know you suffered such harsh treatment at that school. One could say it was abuse. When you finally left the school and came home, I know how relieved you were to be back. Only for your father and I to abandon you and your brothers to work in the United States. I'm so sorry that we left you all to basically fend for yourselves while we were enjoying our time away. We made much better money working legally in the U.S. There was no reason we couldn't at least send more money for a full-time nanny to adequately care for you boys. I know you were very hungry, lacked daily necessities, and had no love, affection, or protection. I found out later that you boys were sexually abused during this time. For years, I didn't want to believe it. I was living in denial. When your aunt, my sister, would call me to plead with me to come back to Mexico, I ignored her. I guess I was afraid that if I returned, your father would be unfaithful to me. Looking back now, it would have been better that I suffer his infidelity if it meant I could protect and love you boys. All I ever cared about in life was having fun and being the center of attention. I was so full of myself, which led me to be irresponsible and make selfish decisions. Son, I'm sure you heard stories about me from relatives and neighbors throughout the years. I wasn't just a terrible mother to you, but I was also a terrible sister, wife, aunt, friend, cousin. You name it. I always did what I wanted to do, regardless if it caused pain to those around me. Anytime someone tried to hold me accountable for my actions, I would either lie and deny, or nonchalantly admit my faults with a smug response, or other times, I would throw a tantrum, hoping my fit of rage and craziness would encourage people to drop the topic. Now that I'm older and have seen all the pain I've caused, I feel utterly ashamed and disgusted with the way I lived my life. You were such a loving boy, and I fear that I ruined you. You were always a deep thinker who valued unique conversations. You were skilled in sports, interested in learning, and good at anything you did. I never appreciated any of that in you, and I am so sorry for not appreciating all of your wonderful qualities. If you still don't want to speak to me, I understand. What I did and didn't do left you deeply wounded. Please, my son, don't allow those wounds I created cause you to be bitter, cold, and afraid of love. Please don't assume humanity is all bad. Please don't push your loved ones away. You deserve their love and affection, and they deserve yours. I know you have a lovely daughter who is so much like you. Don't deny her or push her away like I did to you. Give her the affection I never showed you. You both will be better off for it. I don't want you to turn into me. I am sorry from the bottom of my heart for everything. I love you, son. Sincerely, your mother. So I'll give you a little bit of context behind this letter. The mother in this dynamic, she does have dementia. She's still alive. She is, she's elderly. And I don't know if she remembers the things that happened when her children were young and how she was as a mother. And if she does remember it, most likely she ain't ever going to apologize. And you know, the purpose of this series is for me to read letters that the listeners have submitted, you, the listener. But because we're still in the beginning stages of this series, I don't have submissions yet for listeners. So I'm actually writing letters that I've written. And you're probably thinking, Lena, if you wrote this letter, that means you're writing it from someone that hurt you, right? But you're not a son. You're not a dude. Correct. I am not a son. So this letter is actually not about me, right? I'm not a son, and this letter's not from my mother. This letter I wrote in the third person, which I've done before. If you want to go check out the first ever episode of this series, Apology Avenue, I'll share it in the show notes. I did the same thing. So what I did, because I'm just kind of weird and quirky, is I thought, well, I could write letters to myself from someone that, you know, has hurt me. But I was like, you know what? Let's do something different. Let's get into the third person. Let's put ourselves in other people's shoes. So there is a lot of drama. There's a lot of sadness, abuse, a lot of stories like that in my family, both sides of my family. And so I thought, why not put myself in someone else's shoes who has been hurt? And let's write a letter that they probably wish that they would have gotten from the person that hurt them. So the son in this case is someone in my family who's been just hurt by their mother. And so I wrote this letter from the perspective of the son, trying to think about what he would have wished his mom would have apologized for. I only know so many stories from my family. I only know so many details, but based on information that I've gathered over the years and from different like sources in my family, I felt like I could write this letter. So yeah, I'm not going to say who it is. If I'm writing letters that are about things that have happened in my family and then writing from the third person, I am not going to say who it's about, because that's not the point anyway. And that wouldn't be very nice, like privacy wise, to like put people's information out there like that, because these kind of stories are very vulnerable. But anyway, I could go on and on and on about this. So hopefully you understood what I did in this episode. And if it's a little like a little meta, like a little bit like, you know, confusing, that's just how my brain is. That's just how it works. And this show is kind of quirky. You know, there's a bunch of different series on this show. You know, I have a series where I share my diary entries, and then I have series where I invite guests to share about the difficult times in their lives. It's just a different type of show. So if you're into that kind of thing and you like shows that get vulnerable and talk about the feelings and all these things, then I invite you to keep listening and to check out past episodes. And if you think that you could benefit from doing a practice like this, I invite you to. In fact, I recently published a journal. It's an apology letter writing journal, and the title of it is Apology Avenue. It goes along with the name of the series, but I will leave a link in the show notes in case you're interested. Actually, I have a free downloadable version of the journal. So if you don't want to purchase the physical journal on Amazon, I have a free downloadable version. The only thing I ask is that you give me a rating and review, ideally on Apple Podcasts, but if you don't have access to Apple Podcasts, then Spotify works too. So do me a favor, and if you leave a review / rating on Apple and Spotify, take a screenshot afterwards and then email it to me. My email will be in the show notes, and then I will send you the free downloadable version of the Apology Avenue journal so that way you can start doing this practice if you're interested. But in the meantime, I want to thank you for listening to Apology Avenue, and I hope that listening to this letter was helpful in some way, even if it did just serve to motivate you to write your own. And if you would like to submit a letter for a future episode, then check out the link in the description for the details on that. And like I said before, there'll also be links in the description for journaling tools. Until next time, this is Lena LaRue. I'll see you on the streets.
Thank you for joining us on Streets of Our Lives. As you navigate your journey, remember that every step brings healing. When obstacles come your way, don't give up. Keep moving forward. Please note, the information shared on this podcast is for inspirational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional advice. We encourage you seek professional guidance for any specific concerns.